Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's the here we go, there they went, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback trio. When you think of the great quarterbacks who played for the NFL's Pittsburgh Steelers, the list is really quite short. Actually, I can only think of two of them during my lifetime. Louisiana Tech's Terry Bradshaw led the black and gold to 4 Super Bowl rings during the 1970s, and more recently, it was the former Miami of Ohio quarterback Ben Roethlisberger taking Pittsburgh to 2 additional NFL titles during his 3 Super Bowl appearances with the team. But in between those Hall of Fame talents, Pittsburgh's quarterback duties have been handled by a variety of players unlikely to see the NFL's Hall of Fame without having to pay for their own admission. Terry Bradshaw was 1970 to 82, then Cliff Stout in 1983. Mark Malone was the quarterback 84 to 87, then Bubby Brister of Tulane 1988 to 1990. Pittsburgh's quarterback chores went to Neil O'Donnell from 1991 to 1995, Mike Tomczak 1996, Cordell Stewart 1997 through 2001, and then Ben Roethlisberger from 2002 through 2021. Every quarterback on that list was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, with the exception of Mike Tomczak. The Steelers rarely reached outside of their own organization for the quarterback spot. In the past, they've depended heavily on their own college football draft picks to become their primary signal callers. Well, that changed abruptly in Pittsburgh over the last month. The entire 3-man quarterback group for last year's 2023 Pittsburgh Steelers has completely vanished. If you thought it was because the team was really bad, you're going to be wrong. Pittsburgh went 10-7 last year, but lost in the opening round of the NFL playoffs in Buffalo. Can you remember any NFL team which has shed its entire quarterback squad following a playoff season? I can't. If the Steelers quarterback trio was so bad, why have all 3 of them already found a spot on another football team in the NFL? So let's investigate the mysterious disappearance of last year's Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. The third stringer was Mitch Trubisky, who was originally selected in the first round from the University of North Carolina by the Chicago Bears, remember them for later, with the 2nd overall draft pick in 2017. After 4 years in the Windy City, he was traded to Buffalo in 2021, but then signed with Pittsburgh for 2022 and 2023 and played as the team's third string quarterback the last couple of years. Trubisky was released by Pittsburgh in February, but he's already signed a new contract to play once again in Buffalo this year. The second team quarterback in Pittsburgh was Mason Rudolph. Drafted by the Steelers in round number 3 of the 2018 draft, he was the primary backup to the Steelers starting quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Unfortunately, Mason Rudolph displayed a tendency to throw interceptions at key times of the game when he was inserted into the lineup. Last year in 2023, though, an injury to starting quarterback Kenny Pickett, we'll get to him later, gave Rudolph a chance to shine. No, not with that red nose either. He led Pittsburgh to victory in the team's final 2 regular season games to secure a playoff spot. But Mason Rudolph has already signed a new deal to play for the Tennessee Titans in 2024. So the starting quarterback last year in Pittsburgh was Kenny Pickett. Drafted near the end of the first round just 2 years ago in 2022, Pickett was considered to be a hometown hero in Pittsburgh. A first-team All-American quarterback at the University of Pittsburgh, Pickett played his college football games on the same field and stadium used by the Pittsburgh Steelers. He quickly became the starter for the team in his rookie season and then again in 2023. Unfortunately, Pickett's strong self-confidence didn't necessarily translate into top-tier NFL statistics. Some blame his poor performance on Pittsburgh's woeful offensive coordinator, while others believe that Pickett had become a locker room problem with the Steelers. Well, Kenny Pickett was traded by Pittsburgh earlier this month to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now they're all gone. Who's going to replace those 3 quarterbacks in Pittsburgh? You remember Russell Wilson? Yes, the former Seattle Seahawks quarterback was traded to the Denver Broncos just 2 years ago. After arriving in the Mile High City, Russell Wilson signed a 5-year, $250 million contract with Denver and was expected to jumpstart the Broncos' floundering offense. 2 years later, though, Russell Wilson finds himself in Pittsburgh. Fortunately for Steelers fans, Russell Wilson will only cost Pittsburgh about $1 million this year, as it will be Denver honoring the $85 million worth of financial obligations owed to their former quarterback. The Denver Broncos' current head coach is Sean Payton. The legendary New Orleans Saints coach knows a good quarterback when he sees one. He spent more than a dozen years building a perennial contender in the Crescent City alongside a future Hall of Famer, Drew Brees. Sean Payton also played college quarterback at Eastern Illinois, so he understands the demands of that position. But 1 year before Sean Payton arrived in Denver, the desperate Broncos, riding a 5-year losing streak, hired relative unknown Nathaniel Hackett to become their head coach. That's when the Broncos rolled the dice and leveraged the team's budget in order to trade for Seattle's 34-year-old Russell Wilson, a former Super Bowl champion quarterback. But in the process, Denver gave up its first and second round draft picks in both 2022 and 2023, along with their former starting quarterback, Drew Locke. That's just the beginning, though. After agreeing to the deal in Denver, the Broncos then signed a brand new 5-year contract for Russell Wilson for the remainder of his NFL career, with guarantees of more than $161 million. Woo! The deal paid the aging quarterback about $50 million per season over the 5-year period. After Russell Wilson's first year in Denver in 2022 led to an embarrassing 5-12 record, the team fired their rookie head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. His firing came a few months after a group of buyers, led by the heirs of the Walmart retail empire, purchased the Denver Broncos for $4.65 billion with a B dollars.
Excellent.
The Walton family did not become wealthy by investing their money into losing ventures. After observing that miserable 2022 season, the new ownership team cleaned house and handed over the coaching reins to 59-year-old Sean Payton beginning in 2023. Coach Payton's first year in Denver showed some improvement as the Broncos finished 7-10 last year, but Sean Payton had seen enough of Russell Wilson both before and during the season. The coach was able to verify that the skills of his expensive 35-year-old quarterback were now in decline. Coach Payton was ready to move on. Enter Pittsburgh. The Steelers are led by veteran head coach Mike Tomlin, and Pittsburgh's defense under Coach Tomlin has been excellent and near the top of the AFC almost every year. The offense, not so much. So it's easy to see why Pittsburgh could like Russell Wilson, though. Denver is going to be on the hook to pay all but $1 million worth of Wilson's salary in 2024. The run-heavy offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers also could be a good fit for an aging veteran quarterback with limited downfield passing range. And just like in Denver, Russell Wilson's ego surfaced prior to his signing in Pittsburgh. As he interviewed with some of the other NFL teams, reports surfaced that Russell Wilson was insisting that the starting job be handed over to him if he agreed to the trade. Pittsburgh acquiesced. The Steelers then jettisoned all three of last year's quarterbacks and made Russell Wilson the only experienced quarterback on the roster. Step number two for the Steelers, trade virtually nothing to receive Justin Fields. The Chicago Bears bet the farm 3 years ago on former Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. The Bears picked Fields with the 11th overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, and he's produced just 10 wins against 28 losses in his starting role with the team over 3 seasons in Chicago. Yes, Justin Fields brings a running dimension to go along with his passing skills. He scored 14 touchdowns in 3 years on the ground, to go with 38 fumbles, though. And via the air, Justin Fields has tossed 40 touchdown passes, but 30 interceptions, over his 3 seasons. The inability for Justin Fields to eliminate mistakes at critical times of NFL games has minimized his effectiveness on the field. Winners should not be making that many mistakes by the end of their 3rd season in the NFL. Coming up in April, the Chicago Bears are now expected to make another top college quarterback prospect their number one pick in the NFL's 2024 draft. Caleb Williams of USC, or Drake Mays of North Carolina, or perhaps LSU's Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels might be selected by the Chicago Bears. After shopping quarterback Justin Fields for a few months after the 2023 season ended, the Bears apparently decided to cut bait with their quarterback for effectively peanuts. The Pittsburgh Steelers surprised many by acquiring Justin Fields, a former first-round pick, for a lowly sixth-round draft choice next year in 2025. Justin Fields is entering the final year of his NFL rookie contract, and the Pittsburgh Steelers will only have to pay him about $2 million for this year. However, the team must decide soon whether they intend to keep Justin Fields in future years, as his price tag for services in 2025 may increase tenfold. So are the Pittsburgh Steelers getting two quarterbacks at a bargain at 2024? But at what cost? Many NFL observers believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers, get it, have upgraded at quarterback and have saved a lot of money in the process for 2024. That remains to be seen. My dad used to say, if that player was so good, why did his former team let him go? Hey, that's a great question here too. Russell Wilson's locker room issues have been well documented. He is a highly paid prima donna who has now been booted from two NFL teams in the last 3 years. Justin Fields played in Chicago with a horrible front office and under a number of coaches. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin is a very steady hand and might be exactly the kind of leader who can develop the confidence of Justin Fields at quarterback. However, it's widely expected that Russell Wilson, by virtue of his agreement to come to Pittsburgh, is going to be the day one starter in Steel City, with Justin Fields moving into a backup role. The younger quarterback has been a longtime fan of Russell Wilson, too. He said, quote, I've always looked up to him, the kind of person he is on the field and off the field. He's a great quarterback and a great person. Will Russell Wilson's ego, though, surface if Justin Fields replaces him in the starting lineup sometime in 24? For the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, this massive quarterback earthquake feels like a huge gamble. A 10-7 playoff team from last year has dumped all three of its quarterbacks in favor of a 35-year-old player in obvious decline and a talented but turnover-prone young quarterback. These five quarterback decisions in Pittsburgh, three of them out the door, two of them into the room, may translate into a boom or bust outcome for the Steelers in 2024. Perhaps the Steelers are going to prove my dad to be wrong this year. Call me skeptical. I'm Swamp Swami.